Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at something I think a lot of people use everyday web browsers. But this isn't just any browser, no, no. This one goes by the name of Sweet NetSurfer Prometheus. And it claims to be shaking things up a bit.
Yeah, they're definitely making some bold claims. From what I've seen on their website and this Please Read Me file, they're really pushing the whole speed, security, and depersonalization angle.
Yeah, that Please Read Me file is kind of a throwback, isn't it? You don't see those too often anymore.
Definitely a little old school.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're not afraid to be different.
Exactly. And that seems to be their whole thing, right? Like, they're built on Chromium, which is the base for so many browsers these days. But they're really trying to break away from that Chromium clone mold.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, we can take the best of Chromium, but we're not going to be just another copycat.
Yeah.
And one of the big things they're touting is this blazing speed.
Oh, yeah. They keep mentioning that.
And they say it all comes down to their lightweight architecture.
Right. And the fact that they're built on Microsoft's WIN32 API.
Now, I'll be honest. I'm not a super techie person.
Uh-huh.
So when I hear WIN32 API, my eyes kind of glaze over.
Uh-huh. I get it. But basically, it means that NetSurfer can talk to your computer's hardware much more directly than some other browsers.
Okay, so less middleman, more direct connection.
Exactly. And that can make a big difference in terms of speed, especially when you're comparing it to browsers that are built on something like .NET.
So it's like the difference between taking the scenic route and taking the express lane on the highway.
You got it.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So for someone like me who just wants to browse the web and get things done quickly, would I actually notice a difference?
Oh, you definitely could. Like, think about loading web pages with lots of images and videos, or even online gaming.
Yeah, those can be real slow sometimes.
Exactly. If a browser's bogged down by a less efficient architecture, it's just going to feel sluggish. But NetSurfer's aiming for that really smooth, almost instantaneous experience.
Okay, so it's all about efficiency and cutting out the unnecessary bloat.
Exactly. And I think that would be a big plus for businesses, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, time is money, right?
Right. If your employees are spending less time waiting for pages to load, that's more time they can spend being productive.
So it's not just about speed for the sake of speed. It's about making everything more efficient and ultimately more productive.
Exactly. And on top of the speed, they're also really emphasizing security.
Oh, yeah. Security is huge these days.
It's essential for both individuals and businesses.
Absolutely. You hear about data breaches and hacking all the time.
And NetSurfer seems to be taking that really seriously. They've got built-in malware defense and ad blocker.
Oh, wow. An ad blocker built in. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And they have phishing protection, too, so they're really trying to cover all the bases.
That's great to hear. But what about privacy? I mean, you know, a lot of browsers talk a big game about protecting your data, but then you find out they're collecting all sorts of information behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's a valid concern for sure. But NetSurfer seems to be addressing that head on.
How so?
They're really pushing this idea of user control over your online experience.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
They even have a private mode that promises no data collection, which is kind of a rarity these days.
Wow, so they're really walking the walk.
It seems that way.
That's impressive. You know, one of the things that really caught my eye on their website was their focus on customization. Like, they offer something like 35 different colored themes.
35. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, most browsers give you maybe a handful of options, but NetSurfer is really going all out. And they even talk about how other browsers kind of force you into their branded home pages, often filled with ads and suggested content.
It's like they're saying, hey, we trust you to create your own browsing experience. You get a clean, clutter-free home page, and you can personalize it however you want.
It's almost like they're rebelling against this trend of browsers becoming these bloated platforms packed with features you might not even want or need.
Right. It's like they're going back to basics. Speed, security, and a personalized interface.
And letting the user decide how they want to interact with the web.
Exactly.
I really like that philosophy. Yeah, it's kind of nice, right? Like, you open a new tab in some browsers and it's like, bam, a giant search bar, news articles you didn't ask for, ads everywhere. It can feel kind of overwhelming sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like they're trying to control your whole browsing experience.
Exactly.
But with NetSurfer, they're giving you back that control. You get to choose what you see when you open a new tab.
Yeah, I saw that they mentioned a clean, customizable homepage.
Exactly. You want a minimalist blank page? Go for it. You want a dashboard with all your favorite shortcuts and widgets? You got it.
You want a gallery of your favorite cat pictures?
Hey, no judgment here.
Exactly. But seriously, though, Besides the customization stuff, they also mentioned a few other features that really piqued my interest.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Well, for one, they have a built-in media player.
Oh, wow. So you don't have to juggle a bunch of different apps for music and videos?
Exactly. And get this, they have a refresh button that actually refreshes the page from the server.
Wait, really?
Yeah, not just from the cache page.
So it's like a true refresh. I
Exactly.
mean, I know it sounds kind of basic,
Yeah, huh.
but you know, there are times when you really need to make sure you're getting the absolute latest information, like if you're checking stock prices or reading a breaking news story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't tell you how many times I've been reading an article and then realize it's actually from hours ago. And then you have to go through all that hassle of clearing your cache and restarting everything.
Right, so having that dedicated refresh button can be a real lifesaver.
It's like a little peace of mind. So
Exactly.
we've got the speed, the security, the customization, and now this true refresh feature.
And don't forget about the PC drop integration.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was reading about that. It lets you sync files and data between NetSurfer and your Android device.
Seamlessly.
Yeah, that's super handy.
Especially for businesses that rely on mobile access.
Oh, absolutely. So they're really trying to offer a complete package here. But the big question is, can they actually compete with the big boys like Chrome and Firefox?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the browser market is super competitive.
It is, but I think NetSurfer has a few things going for it.
Like what?
Well, first of all, they're addressing a real need. People are tired of browsers that are slow, bloated, and constantly trying to collect their data.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a growing demand for more privacy and control.
Exactly.
And NetSurfer seems to be tapping into that.
They're offering a real alternative.
It's like they're saying, hey, we respect your privacy, we value your time, and we want you to have a browsing experience that's tailored to your needs.
Exactly. And I think that message is going to resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, me included.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like it's like being stuck in a crowded, noisy room where everyone's trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
And you just want to find a quiet corner where you can focus and relax.
And that's what NetSurfer's offering, that quiet corner.
Exactly. The place where you can browse the web without all the distractions and intrusions.
And they're doing it in a way that's both innovative and familiar. They're taking the best of Chromium, but they're also pushing beyond its limitations.
Yeah, they're not afraid to be different. They're not afraid to challenge the status quo.
And I think that's what makes them so exciting.
Yeah, it's like they get it, you know? Like people are just looking for a little peace and quiet online.
I think you're right. It's all about being more mindful and intentional with our technology.
Exactly. And NetSurfer seems to be leading the way in that respect, at least when it comes to browsers.
Yeah, they're definitely carving out their own niche.
So the big question is, will it work? Will people actually ditch their Chrome and Firefox and make the switch to NetSurfer?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's tough to say for sure.
It is. I mean, people are creatures of habit.
That's true, but I do think NetSurfer has a real shot.
I mean, they're offering a pretty compelling alternative.
They are. They're faster, they're more secure, they give you more control over your privacy, and they let you customize your experience to a degree that we haven't really seen before.
Plus, they've got that underdog appeal.
Oh, yeah. People love to root for the underdog.
It would be pretty cool to see a small independent browser like NetSurfer really shake things up.
It would be a real David versus Goliath story.
And, you know, even if they don't become the next Chrome or Firefox, I think they're already having an impact.
How so?
Just by existing, they're showing that there's another way to do things.
Oh, I see what you mean.
They're pushing the boundaries, they're challenging the status quo, and they're inspiring other developers to think outside the box.
So they're raising the bar for everyone.
Exactly. So, for anyone listening who's intrigued by NetSurfer, what's the best way to learn more?
Well, we've included links to their website and that Please Read Me file in the show
Oh,
notes.
yeah, good call.
Definitely check those out. And if you're really curious, the best way to get a feel for NetSurfer is to just download it and give it a try.
Exactly. Take it for a spin, see what you think. Let us know if it lives up to the hype.
We're always curious to hear what our listeners think.
Absolutely. And, you know, even if you decide to stick with your current browser, I think it's great to be aware of the alternatives out there.
I agree, the more choices we have, the better.
Exactly. So happy browsing, everyone. And remember, the internet is a vast and ever-changing landscape. Don't be afraid to explore and experiment and find the tools that work best for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to another deep dive.